I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. Natural products derived from plants, marine organisms, and the microbiome associated with plants and animals are key sources of new drug discoveries to fight disease. To talk about research underway in South Carolina to develop new treatments and medicines from naturally occurring products is Dr. Mark Hammond. He's the Cooper Endowed Chair of Drug Discovery and Biomedical Sciences and Public Health at MUSC. Dr. Hammond, how big a role do natural products play in fighting disease?
Well, historically, about 65% of our drugs for the control of cancer are derived from natural products. Actually, four of the eight most frequently prescribed drugs for cancer are natural products derived from plants or bacteria. And so they play a very significant role in the control of cancer as well as infectious diseases and pain. There's the antibiotics that we use frequently have all been derived or primarily derived from bacteria associated with soil.
What research are you currently working on related to natural products?
We have a number of active programs. We have been studying marine natural products for many years. We have an interesting control for pancreatic cancer that came from a collection of sponges that NOAA did along the Aleutian Islands. We also have a treatment for hepatocellular carcinoma that was derived from an algae in Hawaii, and that moved into clinical trials through a collaboration with a company in Spain. More recently, we've started looking at the microbiome of both plants and animals. For example, there's 200 bacterial products in our bloodstream that haven't been characterized or identified yet that are likely very important for the control of behavior, diseases like obesity, sleep disorders.
What future testing is underway that really seems to hold great promise as far as disease treatment from natural products?
We have an interesting lead in particular on treatment for lung cancer that we are collaborating with a group in China that were recently awarded a $100 million gift from a shipping company in Hong Kong. So there's certainly a lot of interest. It does take years or potentially decades to see the products completely move through development.
And what is your day-to-day research like, Dr. Hammond, with some of these natural products? Are you out in the field collecting natural products, or then you taking things into the lab? What's it really look like day to day?
It's actually a very interesting field of study. I've had the opportunity to dive in Antarctica, the Hawaiian Islands, Indonesia, Micronesia in search of new natural product samples, and that's a very exciting aspect of our work. Most of the work, of course, occurs in the laboratory where we isolate and characterize the materials.
The research that you mentioned, including the sponges and some of the other things going on currently in your lab, how far along is that research or any of these studies?
The whole process is fairly time-consuming, and it may take decades from discovery to eventual development. Most of the samples are sort of in a preclinical stage, which means that we are evaluating them in animal models or in vitro models.
Dr. Hammond, thank you for providing this information about the role of natural products in drug discovery and treatment.
Thank you.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.